After the cost of your bike, the second most costly thing that you're probably going to spend money on is ergonomics. And if you're anything like me, you've probably spent a lot of time and money on this specific category. So one of the things that we talk about a lot was the rider triangle, the three places where you come in contact with the bike, which is your hands, your feet, and your butt. So obviously your bars are extremely important, where your bars are, and your seat is very important. Depending on the bike, you might be changing out where your feet are, but I think for the most part, like if you're on a touring bike, you're probably not going to mids unless you're doing like a performance bagger style build. And then it's a little bit less about ergonomics and probably more about performance and lean angle and things like that. Now, if you're talking about the Softail chassis, it's a little bit different because some people will prefer the mids, some people prefer the floorboards, some people prefer the forwards. And that in and of itself is not an inexpensive modification to make. Bars and seats are not necessarily inexpensive either. And if you're not made of money, like I'm not made of money, you kind of have to be forethoughtful about how you're going to spend this money. And that's one of the most difficult parts because you can sit on a bike, and many people come into our dealership and want to sit on bikes that have a certain size bar, a certain type of bar that they're thinking about investing in. And even that doesn't really tell you the whole story. And I've said this about liking a model or considering buying a model, that sitting on a bike may not be enough. And even a test ride, if you do a short, you know, 4 to 10 mile test ride, it can tell you a little bit, but nothing tells you as much as when you put a lot of miles on a bike and you sit in the saddle for a very long time. And this is true for ergonomics as well, because you can sit on a bike on the showroom floor and say, hey, yeah, obviously it's the same bike as mine and it has the bars that I'm thinking about looking at, but sitting on it doesn't really tell you the whole story until you ride the bike. And this is where cost can really become a factor, especially if you get something like a seat. Let's say you spend $500 or $600 on a seat, and then you don't really like it after riding it for a few days. And so what do? Do you keep it? Do you try to sell it and try to find something else and test that out to try to find that perfect seat for you? This can really turn into a very exhausting and expensive endeavor. Oh, even with my access to trying out all kinds of different things, getting to ride different types of bikes and different setups on all those bikes, I still change and I still evolve, and things about my body change, and now I'm dealing with shoulder problems, and so that kind of affects my bar setup. And even something that's out of my control, I bought a set of Biltwell bars and immediately the finish faded on them, and I don't like the way they look. The bars are fine, and now I'm like, maybe I'll add some pullback because I need to redo my bars. I don't really want to powder coat these bars because the finish on them should have been good. I already spent the money on them. Now I have to spend that money again and the time it takes to change out the bars to something else. So maybe I'll make a slight adjustment there. And then it gets me thinking, like, wow, the last bike I had, I did the bars twice on it too. Like, how much money am I going to spend on bars? And it's weird. In a way, I'm a little bit combative towards changing my bars again because I've already spent the money. But then I'm like punishing myself because I don't like the way they look. I think they make my bike look bad with the finish how they are. And so I'm punishing myself by keeping them and saying, well, I've already spent the money on bars. I don't want to have to do this all over again. And I kind of do this with a host of different things, whether it's like, you know, helmets, and I change out helmets every once in a while. And obviously you can't keep a helmet forever. And even windshields, like I'm trying to find that perfect height of windshield and what brand should I go with? And these windshields aren't super cheap. I have a couple Harley windshields, and these are, you know, $200 windshields a piece. And while I'm doing these ergonomic setups, I always in the back of my mind have a little bit of style preference where I'm like, okay, well, the things that I'm going to consider are going to be things that I like the look of. And so I'm kind of limiting myself to, okay, well, I like the look of these seats. Now, out of these seats, which ones are the most comfortable? And I've probably written off a ton of other potential seats that might be more comfortable than what I've given myself the options for. And I've only written them off because maybe they're just not the style that I'm looking for. I think that's part of it as well, is being honest with myself about, like, well, it's not just about ergonomics. It's kind of like an entire package to where I want it to be comfortable, but I also want it to look good at the same time. I know there's a ton of guys out there that are happy with their bike stock. Or at least it seems that way, because we get a lot of trade-ins where the bike is untouched. Like, they put almost nothing on it not even miles. And then I talk to other people that come into the shop or they're customers of mine, and it's like, yeah, you know, I've done my bars twice now, or I'm gonna change this. I liked it, but I'm not really happy with it now. And or a new product comes out and you want to switch to that to kind of like test it out. Maybe it has a little bit of an advantage over something that you already have. And we kind of find ourselves going down this rabbit hole of, you know, just spending a lot of money on ergonomics. And I think what it comes down to is that this is just part of the process, that your bike build is never really done, even when you think it is. And, you know, maybe a year will go by, or potentially a new product comes out that you think might be better than what you already have. It's kind of this never ending process where we're constantly changing these things out. And I have this inner turmoil, moral dichotomy about continuing to spend money on things that I've already spent money on, and they're perfectly sufficient, but hey, maybe this one just might be a little bit better and get me that perfect ratio. But now with my touring bike, I feel like I'm kind of dialing it in. Like, I know really what I like to have. And, you know, I've really been turned on to LaPera, and I don't have any association with LaPera seats. They're SoCal, they're a family owned company by the LaPera family. And I used to use Saddleman, and I have nothing against Saddleman, but I find the LaPera to be more comfortable. Like, I prefer the foam in the LaPera. So I'm really happy with the seat where I'm at. For the Bagger, the Road Glide, I have zero issue with where the foot controls are. If anything, I would like to bring the levers back just a little bit, maybe get a shorter shift lever and a shorter brake arm. But where the floorboards are is totally fine for me. When it comes to bars, if you know me, I love T-bars. I've been running T-bars for quite some time now. And I used to like them pretty high. I used to like them right at shoulder length. And now I'm kind of liking them more sternum height, as I'm stacking more injuries upon injuries over the course of my life. So on the Bagger, I like to be anywhere between 12 inch and 14 inch on the T-bars. I have a really tall torso, so windshield height is still something I'm trying to figure out. But bar height, I know exactly where I like to be. I actually like double pullback. I've always run a pullback plate. I've ridden a couple bikes that have a pullback plate and pullback risers. And man, it really gets nice and close to you and kind of keeps you in that workspace right in front of you. And so since I don't really like the finish on the straight T-bars that I have, maybe I'll take that opportunity to swap it out and do some pullback risers or pullback T-bars. But yeah, this is a topic that kind of comes up a lot with me personally, and I speak with a lot of customers who want to change out things that they've already done. And it's kind of just a never-ending quest to try to find that perfect ratio and setup for you. And there can also be some variability there, because what you like might change over time. As we age, our bodies don't hold up like they used to, and there may be some preferential changes that, if you find the right setup, it can make your riding time a lot more enjoyable. So I think I'm just coming to terms with the fact that I'm going to keep changing stuff, and there's really no end in sight to it. This is just kind of the routine that I'm going to go through. And, you know, some of the things I'm going to be are ergonomic changes. Some of the things that I'm going to change are going to be style changes, where it doesn't really change anything about how the bike performs or how the bike handles, but I like the way it looks. But for me, it can just kind of feel frustrating to spend more money on something that I've already spent money on. But I'm curious to know if you guys have changed stuff. Have you ever done your bars twice? Have you ever bought multiple seats? Or are you kind of happy with how your bike is stock? Or you did a setup and you knew exactly what you wanted and it's been perfect and you haven't wanted to change it since? As always, I appreciate talking to you guys in the comments. I appreciate you guys supporting me in that way. And we will see you on the next one.